Now it's time for Prizes Inside.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome.
Howdy.
Once again to the Prizes Inside podcast. Pip for short. I'm Billy.
I'm Jeff.
And today we're going to revisit the Coca-Cola family of products.
That is correct.
With one of their newest creations.
The newest creation.
As of recording and release, probably.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get this out the door ASAP.
Yeah, to their actual release date. We are going to be trying today Coca-Cola Bite.
Limited edition flavor. Taste the magic of pixels, it says on the box.
And that's what it says on the can as well. It says pixel flavored. So if you've ever looked at a television screen and thought, man,
I wish I could taste that.
Those look like some tasty pixels.
We're about to find out.
Oh, yeah.
See what Mario tastes like.
And you're saying, you've said that you've seen hot takes on the internet.
I've heard interesting things about the flavor that it's not so great. Whether or not that's true, we'll be the ones to decide.
Well, the internet surely wouldn't.
They would never lie, no.
Yeah, gravitate towards an extreme, whether good or bad.
Interestingly, this is a Coke Zero drink. So it's a zero sugar creation.
There is not a full sugar version, right?
No, this is the only one. Kind of like the Fanta Dragon Fruit, where it's only available in zero sugar.
Although Coke Zero Sugar, I think is a pretty good variety of Coke.
We have those at work, and they're always fairly close comparatively to the flavor of a regular.
I don't want to say I necessarily prefer it to sugared Coke, but it's probably just as good. And, like, I don't feel sick from the cola sweet.
Yeah. I don't know why anybody would want diet when there's that.
The diet's not bad either. It's
not
different.
Bad, but compared to zero sugar.
After. Yeah.
Like, why? What are you doing?
Yeah, what do you personal do? Preference, I guess. I understand.
Yeah, I know there is a certain dedicated, subset of people that just love their diet.
Because I know there's, Diet Dr. Pepper. I think there's also Dr. Pepper Zero, right?
I don't know. I actually don't know.
But I think the Diet Dr. Pepper is, a distinctly different flavor.
It's possible.
I will say about these cans, though, I do like the logo. That's a pretty cool...
That the Coca-Cola is in, a pixelated, 16, 18-bit, or 16 or 8-bit.
I don't know how many bits...
That would look like a, probably, I could see that being on a Nintendo, NES or Super Nintendo title screen.
Honestly. Well, maybe it's too detailed for
me. But I like that it's pink with a grid and squares coming at you in 3D.
Yeah, they're definitely trying to capture, kind of similar to the Cakesters episode that we just recorded, though it hasn't yet released. But they are very... obvious about leaning into the nostalgia factor.
Mm-hmm.
This one, the can feels like it's 90s pixel computer-generated entertainment.
Like how there are retro games that come out that are made now, but designed to be playing them from the mid-90s.
Did you ever see, we had a VHS tape, it was In the Mind's Eye, or From the Mind's Eye, or something like that. But it was just a series of shorts that were computer-animated. I remember it being super cool.
I am not familiar with this. I don't know.
I'm sure it has not aged well because it was experimental 90s computer video, but it got a surprising amount of play for something that didn't have any plot and was just kind of cool visuals.
The can kind of, speaking of 90s, the squares and the 3D-ish kind of look of the grid, it reminds me of Lawnmower Man a little bit. Have you ever seen that?
No.
It's a very 90s take on computer technology and stuff, but it's got that primitive kind of this is the future.
Yeah.
As seen through the lens of somebody in 1994.
Or an old school RPG style, not that this style is reminiscent of Doom, but a game where you move in cardinal directions and you can rotate and then the
sprites rotate to match with you.
It's all blocky sprites kind of stuff. So it's pretty cool. And this is a Coca-Cola Creations creation.
Oh, I'm so excited for this press release. It's going to be full of so many goodies, I bet.
But is this the same team that's designed our other Coca-Cola products?
I know it's the same line. Coca-Cola Creations, the Starlight was the first release in this series. This is the second one. I don't know how many are planned or what the deal will be ultimately.
It does feel that the Creations team is probably going to be permanent.
I would imagine they'll probably, they'll bring back some favorites at points or something, Starlight or Pixels 2.0 or something.
Yeah.
We'll have a return engagement at some point.
Which is a way for them to cycle through and experiment with different products and flavors.
Especially if something takes off.
Yeah.
Then they'll want to bring it back, you know?
Yeah.
Well, should I just get to it? Because I'm really excited. I feel like the press release is going to take a minute to get through, just so because. There will be a lot of stuff to kind of dissect from it.
Well, let's get to it then. We'll go paragraph by paragraph here.
All right. I'm just going to start from the very top, go all the way through. There's some pictures in here and whatnot. Mostly, well, just one picture. From the metaverse to IRL, Coca-Cola Creations opens portal to gaming-inspired Coca-Cola Zero Sugar Bite.
So, I mean, I'll stop. Before, when we pulled this out, I had mused that this felt like the NFTs of soda. And it sounds like
that's exactly
what it is. They're explicitly saying they're bringing the Coca-Cola metaverse into the real world, which is exactly what I want.
Yeah.
When I think of a classic brand like Coca-Cola, it's them trying to jump on this bandwagon of phantom basketball players and custom NFT Nike shoes. Anyway, continue.
Earlier this year, Coca-Cola Starlight offered fans a taste of outer space. Now, the second Coca-Cola Creations offering presents the first ever Coca-Cola flavor born in the metaverse. Coca-Cola Zero Sugar Bite will bring the flavor of pixels to life in a limited edition beverage that transcends the digital and physical worlds.
These paragraphs, I think, speak for themselves. Continue.
All right. Well, we got a quote.
From?
You want to take a guess at their position?
I mean,
I don't think it's the same person as last time.
I remember the Coke Starlight role. The go-to is VP of marketing. I don't think that's this. I won't be able to guess it, but I'll bet you there's a special Coca-Cola Creations marketing lead or design lead.
Something.
With like a pithy Coca-Cola Creations name.
You'll see. For our second expression from Coca-Cola Creations, we wanted to create an innovative taste inspired by the playfulness of pixels, rooted in the experiences that gaming makes possible, said Owana Vlad, Senior Director, Global Strategy, the Coca-Cola Company. Yeah, Global Strategies,
I should have remembered.
Just as pixels power digital connection, Coca-Cola Zero Sugar Bite brings people together to share moments of real magic. And real magic is capitalized because that's, I think, one of their like slogans or catchphrases or whatever.
Was Starlight the one that had the release in like Vegas or something? Or was that the Pepsi Nitro?
I think that was Pepsi that did Vegas. Okay. A global, cross-functional Coca-Cola team led by the North America Operating Unit, featuring leaders across creative, marketing, technology, R&D, and design, collaborated to determine the right elements to bring pixels alive in a taste experience. The drink's bright, upfront taste is reminiscent of powering up a game, and its refreshing finish makes for a perfect gaming companion. Packaging graphics also feature pixels forming the iconic Coca-Cola logo.
Yeah, again, I do like the logo.
Yeah. Coca-Cola Zero Sugar Bite launched in extremely limited quantities in select countries in Latin America on April 4th in retail outlets. In the U.S., on May 2nd, the product was exclusively available to purchase in twin packs, which is what we got online at coca-cola.com/creations, making the can itself a portal between the digital and physical worlds. China will follow with a retail launch on May 23rd. So I guess it's not going to be available in stores. I thought it was eventually. Interesting.
So far, here's my impression. Mm-hmm. Coca-Cola wants very badly to join the metaverse train.
Oh, yeah.
Coca-Cola has never played a video game in their life.
Maybe. We'll see. This might taste exactly like games we play. You don't know.
And number three, Coca-Cola is really far up its own butt.
Yeah, but we're not done.
I know.
Similar to the Coca-Cola Starlight drop, which featured an augmented reality concert on a can starring pop star Ava Max, a suite of immersive digital experiences will introduce fans to Coca-Cola Zero Sugar Bite. The centerpiece is Pixel Point. Sorry, this is so pretentious. An island created in Fortnite Creative, designed by Coca-Cola and lifestyle and gaming organization PWR. Upon entry, players will discover Coca-Cola Zero Sugar Bite in the metaverse and interact with fellow gamers through a series of four sensory-inspired multiplayer minigames: the castle, the escape, the race, and the tower. Each immersive room poses its own challenge that can only be solved by working in tandem with fellow players to progress up the tower. It keeps going. Here's another quote. This is somebody else. This is from a professional gamer.
Which one?
You'll see. This new Coca-Cola Creations flavor is an amazing nod to gamers from one of the most iconic brands in existence. And we're proud that we could help create something special for our shared communities to celebrate its launch, said Lachlan Power, professional gamer and PWR founder.
Wait, oh.
What?
PWR is the company that made the Fortnite thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's a professional gamer slash
founder.
He's an entrepreneur of this digital marketing arm.
Yeah, basically.
Who probably, I mean, his professional gaming tag is incidental to his role with this particular product. Just want to clarify that he's a related party, and he was definitely part in the press room when that quote was written.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
It's been an exciting project for PWR to collaborate on by creating this experience, which facilitates teamwork and player connections, whilst representing the vibe of this new Coca-Cola creation.
If we were to stop recording right now, jump into Fortnite, and go do this, how long do you think before we were called an offensive name, or basically if people were decidedly uncooperative in our efforts to ascend the Coca-Cola Tower?
I honestly don't know. I don't know what the vibe is in Fortnite. I've never really played it. I don't know what kind of moderating things are in place. I've never heard that there's like a really toxic, I mean, I'm sure there's toxic groups on there, but it doesn't seem like there's an overwhelming presence for my general not connected observations, but I'm sure it wouldn't take very long at any rate, regardless.
Well,
it's a video game that's online.
Yeah, that's exactly what.
You give it time, it'll happen. Additionally, fans can scan a Coca-Cola Zero Sugar Bite package at coca-cola.com/creations to access an augmented reality game, which tells the story of Bite, an 8-bit pixel left behind when Coca-Cola Bite entered the metaverse.
Oh no.
Using fingers to hold down arrows, players can guide Bite to jump up a spiral staircase so the lone pixel can rejoin the Coca-Cola logo.
So they made an interactive game with a D-pad.
Players' finished times will be posted to a virtual leaderboard that can be shared on social media.
Well, we have to do it.
We have to try it, yeah. One more paragraph. Coca-Cola, which has a long-standing connection to gaming, first entered the metaverse last year with its first ever NFT collectibles.
There we go. I knew it was coming.
Yeah. On International Friendship Day 2021, four unique Coca-Cola NFTs were auctioned as a single loot box to raise funds for Special Olympics International. Most recently, the brand announced a global partnership with Riot Games as a founding partner of League of Legends, Wild Rift, and Wild Rift Esports.
Guess how much those Coca-Cola NFT collectibles were sold for?
Couple hundred.
No.
$50.
You were closer with the first one.
Like $100?
$500.
Really?
$75,883.61.
Why? I guess it was just a nice donation for a charity.
So that was the opening bid. What do you think their most recent bid is on OpenSea.io? I have it up live right now. They were sold for whatever I said, $585,000. They are now worth...
Oh, now?
They are currently on... There's a listing on OpenSea for the Coca-Cola Friendship Loot Box NFT. What is the current bid?
1,000.
You're much closer than you would have been if you guessed 585,000.
Yeah.
$2,596. So some dumb paid paid over $500,000 for a Coca-Cola loot box, and it is now worth
a couple grand,
one
maybe
half of 1% of the opening bid.
Look, the NFT stuff, it'll bounce back. Don't worry. Just give it a minute.
It's a matter of time.
Oh, yeah. You ride that train through the lowest valleys to the highest peaks.
Oh, yeah. And we definitely haven't peaked yet.
No.
I'm 100% certain of that.
There's always money in the non-fungible stand.
Yeah.
Oh, last little asterisk here. The independently created Fortnite creative experience is not sponsored, endorsed, or administered by Epic Games, Inc.
course not. It's administered by Coca-Cola and PWR and professional gamer and CEO, whatever his name was.
So I don't know anything about the flavor itself, like what it's supposed to, like what people have said it tastes like or anything like that. So I'm really going in blind in terms of what to expect.
What was the name of that site? It was Coca-Cola Creations.
.com/creations.
I'm gonna try to find that while we're here. I don't want to forget. I'm just gonna try to find this
game. Oh yeah,
I'll do that too. Score. We can cut out the recording. I'm sure this is riveting for our audio listeners. Okay. This is trash. I don't want to do this. Here's your
okay.
That was a colossal waste of time.
So we'll probably cut out most of that 10-minute bust.
God, I assume so. So for context, we tried to play this augmented reality game. The first step of which was to line up your can of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar Bite in a in-browser camera that I think was supposed to be a QR code reader on the logo, but for me it just didn't work. And then Jeff got the game to work and was able to find the little augmented reality can that Bite, the character, was trying to jump up, but was unable to zoom in because no matter how close you got, when you took one step forward,
it like backed Bite away.
Took one step back.
Yeah.
And if the leaderboard is anything more than one, which is as far as I got, then somebody needs to find better games to play because that was trash.
Yeah.
I don't know how much money they spent on it, but it was a waste.
It wasn't pleasant.
Yeah.
But I think it's time we skip all the digital virtual stuff and head back to the IRL
world. The digital virtual world is the IRL world when you're holding a can of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar Bite.
I guess.
Coca-Cola, not a sponsor.
Could be.
In spite of that excellent plug, which I think was 100% on brand with their pretentious nonsense.
Yeah, could have been a little more hoity-toity about it.
About meta cans and...
Yeah.
Let's do it. It smells like a energy drink.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like, it doesn't smell like a Red Bull.
It smells very sweet. Like that.
But it has that
minerally vibe. Yeah. Shall we?
I guess.
Oh, that's pretty terrible.
What flavor is it?
Bad.
But like what?
Oh, what does it taste like?
Yeah.
Pixels.
For our audio listeners.
Yeah.
You can't see facial expression.
You should have seen his face, but he was not pleased with that response.
I guess it's the correct response, but is it a flavor?
Yeah, I don't know what.
Maybe it's pixels. It is reminiscent of, like, gaming.
Is it?
So when I say this, there was a game store, it was called Game Junkie, where I used to live when I was a kid. And I went there once for a Super Smash Brothers tournament, and they sold a drink called Balls, B-A-W-L apostrophe S.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't exactly remember what it tastes like, but like it was an energy drink, right? So it would have this kind of, where a 5-hour energy type of flavor, like where the flavor is masking the underlying 1000% of vitamin B12 that's in there.
Yeah.
That's what this tastes like to me.
I hope not.
No, it's not. That's
for
not
for ball's sake.
Or yeah, like I said, not the specific taste of the drink, but just like that feel. I think 5-hour energy actually is a much better. That's the comparison I'm gonna commit to.
Yeah, I'm trying to discern what
flavors
I am getting though. Actually,
there is a flavor.
There's like some sort of fruit in there.
It's
maybe some sort of interesting. Berry.
It's a natural flavor.
Yeah, pixels are natural
in the metaverse because we tried. So of all the things we've tried, this is the only thing that has a natural flavor. And I think it is some weird combination of berries and fruits.
Should I Google it to see what other people have determined?
Yeah, I guess so.
I really can't pin... It's like a... Let me take another sip.
As opposed to regular Coca-Cola Zero, this is distinctly not real sugar. You can kind of taste
gross.
That as well.
It feels like... It's just like a really bad berry diet drink.
Yeah.
Kind of. Person here says Coke Zero plus raspberry.
I could see it, I guess, now that they say it. I don't know if I would have concluded that.
Let me take a sip with that in mind. Kind of, but...
If Coca-Cola said that was it, I wouldn't be surprised. I also wouldn't be surprised if they said it wasn't. I don't think it's only raspberry.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Here's a post from 17 days ago. Coca-Cola should create several permanent flavors as unique and good as, or better than, Starlight and Pixel.
I mean, they should create flavors that are better than Pixel.
Yeah.
And as good as Starlight. They're not wrong. Although they were both... Starlight also had kind of a weird, that hard-to-place flavor. This, I don't know.
This review says it tastes like a sweeter and smokier Coke.
Smokier?
I don't get smoky out of it.
Yeah, I don't know that we're going to find a definitive answer on what the flavor is, but it was not exactly... I don't know what I expected, but this wasn't it. So what are your thoughts?
I don't like it.
Why not?
I'm just like, no, I'm it's hard to... It doesn't do anything good, and I don't like the aftertaste. Like, I don't like that energy drink vibe, because the flavor isn't worth the displeasure.
Mm-mm.
I don't like the smell of it.
The smell is... Well, I'm losing the smell because I've had so much of it now, but smell was odd.
I the berry part of it, the problem with the berry part, regardless of whether it's raspberry or whatever berry it's supposed to be, it's a very artificial kind of
flavor. I don't know that... Well, it's not. It's natural. there's not...
I know it's just natural, but...
There's no artificial flavoring in here. Other than, like, the sucralose is artificial sweetness. Right. But the flavor itself, whatever it is coming from the source.
Well, whatever it's got going on, when it's all put together...
It's not juice.
It ain't working.
There's no percent juice anywhere. Although, maybe you don't have to specify if you're not claiming that it's a specific flavor.
Whenever I swallow it, that's when I get that
actually
gnarly...
Yeah. Now that I'm thinking about it, though, do you think... That is the case, that you only have to disclose the percent juice if you explicitly declare that it's some kind of fruit?
I don't know.
Because it's definitely a fruit of some kind. Like, I think, the more I think about it, the raspberry feels like it's at least in the right family.
Isn't that
right? But there's no fruit disclosure or juice disclosure.
It's like a really bad Coke, Diet Coke, with like a fruit element.
Yeah. I don't know that... I don't think berry's a good pair for a dark cola. Like, I think a dark cola needs something like a vanilla or an orange cream. Although maybe cherry, I guess, would be kind of similar. I don't know. It's odd. What's your score?
1.5.
Yeah, I don't think it would be a 1. So
it's not bad enough to be a 1.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's even good enough to be a 2.
So I'm going to give a score, but I'm going to have to give a little preamble.
Oh, no.
Because I know... And I understand that this is not a good drink.
Okay.
I know that people are not going to like this.
Okay.
This drink.
Yeah.
And I don't know with any certainty if I would buy this if it were on the shelf in a store, like in 24 packs, you know, next to
Imagine.
But when I was a kid, you know what I loved?
I can't begin to imagine.
I loved the taste. The fruit medicine taste that you got with cold medicine, like the...
Yeah, this, the cherry, okay.
Kind of cold medicine. Like, you'd put in a
this
little
spoon. This is carbonated cold medicine. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
When I was a kid, I was in danger of, like, eating too many Flintstones vitamins.
Right.
So when I was drinking this, like, initially I was like, oh, no, no, no. But then as we drank it more and I got the flavor was less shocking, it really wasn't that bad. For me.
Oh, no.
And I didn't drink this can out of curiosity. I kind of drank this can as it grew on me.
Oh, my God.
I'm only going to say a 3.
Oh, my God.
Because once we're past this, I think I would always probably prefer a Coke or like a Dr. Pepper. Where if you want fruit in your cola, you would go cherry because it's the superior option. Or you'd go for like the Mountain Dew Berry. That we just had, or the Purple Thunder, whatever the name of it was. But I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. It was fine.
I mean, I didn't hate it, but I didn't like it.
But that's a real niche 3. There's not...
Yeah.
Unless you agree with everything I said leading up to that 3, you can probably skip this unless you just want to try it for the weirdness of it. And, I mean, say what you want about Coca-Cola. They did really lean into the branding. And they hosed some dummy who paid $575,000 for a worthless Coca-Cola loot box.
At least it was for a good cause. I'll give them that.
What was the cause?
I think the Special Olympics or something like that. Yeah, if you like chugging cold medicine or cough syrup, boy, you're going to love this because it's carbonated and caffeinated that.
Well, yeah, see, but...
The more you've mentioned that, the more it's really struck me as the best way to describe it.
See, I just had another sip after, like, the...
Yeah.
My palate had cleansed itself. The initial sip is like, ooh, that's not great. But once you get past that flavor and you can pick out the other flavors without, you know, the punch in the tongue of medicine, it's fine.
Yeah, it's like, it doesn't remind me of gaming so much as strep throat.
Yeah, as we've talked about it, I'm further away from gaming and more towards
childhood medicine. Illness.
Yeah.
That keeps you home from school.
Which is always a good day.
Usually, yeah.
Like, I never minded being sick when I was a kid.
It depends on how sick. Like, if you're miserable, like, I had sore throats a lot, like really bad strep throat. Those days, because you cough and your whole throat would just be
honestly, as long pain. as long as I was well enough to just sit in bed and play games, I was a happy kid.
Oh yeah.
When I broke my shoulder, one of the times, I don't remember which one, one of the things that I was sure to ask the doctor is, would it be safe?
Will I ever game again?
The control. Well, just like, because I don't want to injure my shoulder by doing this. And I was able to, so.
There you go.
I got the best of every world except, you know, the one where you don't have a broken shoulder. But if you're going to have a broken shoulder, you might as well be doing what you enjoy.
Yeah.
And taking advantage of the goodwill that you get from being injured.
This sucked.
It wasn't great. Even giving it...
The fact you gave it a 3 and you say it wasn't great.
So, like I said, I know that the 3 is...
Can we put like an asterisk beside that 3?
Yeah, this is an asterisk 3. This isn't a normal score.
Okay. All right.
Like, you wouldn't compare this 3 to what I gave anything else.
No, God, no.
Anything else I give a 3 is something like, I would eat this.
I just want to make sure we're clear that
this is a very unique circumstance.
Ugh. I don't get it.
Well, you're not a real gamer. I don't know what to tell you.
You're right. I guess you're right.
You couldn't even get Bite the Pixel to jump up the can that was like...
I got at least a couple jumps. You only got like one jump, he said.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't going to waste my time with it. I got better games to play than that nonsense.
True. Ugh, I don't even want to finish it. I mean, I will, but I don't want to.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'm almost done.
Yeah, I'm like half full. Yeah, or half empty. I want to be negative about it.
Well, anyway... I think we've said just about all there is to say about this.
Yeah, I honestly, though, save your money, unless you're a diehard Coke fanatic.
Or you just want the novelty.
Yeah, like, unless you're just really into the idea of it for some reason. It is a
unique flavor.
It's yeah.
I'll give it that.
Thank God it's unique. Yeah. And not prevalent in the soft drink world.
You know, and if you want to support, you know, the metaverse and NFTs.
I drink them.
And PWR game marketing. I'll bet you they got started making Minecraft maps and Minecraft marketing.
Yeah.
And they branched out into other constructor games. That's, I guess, neither here nor there. If you...
So they're 1 for 2, Coke right now is, with their creations. Yeah,
Starlight was pretty good.
Starlight was really good. I liked Starlight a lot. I would... If Starlight became a permanent fixture, I would get it every so often to mix it up.
I don't know if I would. Like, the novelty of it was nice, but it wasn't...
See, this strikes me as novelty because it's so gross.
Well, fair enough. It's like, so this one is, like, what I would like about Starlight was that the flavor was, like, so different from other sodas.
Yeah.
But it was still kind of good and kind of sweet.
True.
So when I say novelty, I mean like a novelty ice cream bar where it's giving me something. This one, I would also say novelty in the sense that, well, this one I'll just call unique.
Okay.
But not particularly... tasty and not particularly sweet because it doesn't have any sugar.
Not particularly good.
Yeah, not very reminiscent of Coke. Not very reminiscent of games. It is kind of reminiscent of the metaverse, though. This evokes similar feelings in you, it seems like, as
a lot of regret. Does. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it's got that going for it.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I really didn't expect it to be this bad for me. I really thought I would, at worst, think it was it. But man. No bueno. Ooh.
Well, if you're going to try it, though, if you're interested in trying it or if you have tried it and you like it, don't like it, whatever, leave a comment. Let us know.
Don't spend the $20 for it, though, because with shipping and stuff.
Well, you have to if you want to.
I know, but I'm saying basically it was $10 to not like something. Or in a best case scenario, when you have somebody that's a big fan of the flavor, they still only kind of like it. That's your absolute best. At your ceiling is kind of liking it after tolerating the initial not liking it phase.
Yeah, that's basically it.
So I'm glad we tried it for you guys.
Yeah,
it's an honor to serve in your stead.
You can just...
But I would not. I genuinely, unless you have a sincere, I must try this mentality, skip it.
Yeah. But tell us your thoughts anyway.
Yeah. Let us know if you were thinking about it.
Whether you're not.
Maybe you had no idea this existed, and now you have to try it because it's like, oh, this sounds...
Well, how would you know it existed? It's not on the shelves anywhere.
Anyway.
Regardless, leave us a comment on the social medias. We can be found on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. At Prizes Inside, that's prizes plural, inside. And if you want to send us any feedback or suggestions, you can also reach us by email at prizesinside@gmail.com. And once again, prizes plural,
that
inside,
is
at gmail.com.
Correct. Anything else to add before we dip out of here?
No, I don't think so. I'm glad that there's finally a major conglomerated brand that's willing to cater to my tastes as a gamer. Coca-Cola, not a sponsor, with their Zero Sugar Bite cold medicine soda. I'm Billy.
I'm Jeff.
And this has been Prizes Inside.